This is a Dairy Radio Minute.
Dave, as I wrote in my column last week, there's plenty in the cooler, but August butter demand was especially good, and that data became fuel, skyrocketing CME butter prices to a record high last week while cheese prices were hemorrhaging.
Yeah, it's a tale of two markets. Butter market on fire. You know, when it's on fire like that, you know, someone's going to come and put it out pretty soon, you would think. But here's the interesting thing. Year-to-date demand is up like 9%. People don't change their dietary habits that quickly. Last year, butter demand was down about 6.5%. So are we eating more butter and more fat this year? Well, maybe a little bit, and you know, certainly in ingredients and using more cream, perhaps. But I don't think we're eating that much more butter. So I think the story this year is really this is a restocking year. I think the price of butter made an all-time high last year, $326.75, back in October of last year. And it was a high-priced year for dairy products all around.